Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City's manager, Andy Legg. 2-1 win today over Cardiff Mets. Andy, you must be pleased with the performance overall today.
Yeah, I think I was pleased with the performance. Not pleased with the scoreline. Thought we should have scored a lot more goals. We weren't ruthless enough in front of goal. Spoke about it for the last couple of weeks and about it now. We've created plenty of chances and not putting teams to bed. But the positives are it's another home win and 3 points.
Yeah, 3 points keeps us comfortably there in third place. A few points behind Connors Quay and TNS, obviously, but puts a little bit of distance between the rest of the table where there's very little to choose from.
Absolutely, there's nothing in the league. I think it proved that on Friday night. Kevin Druids get a win in the bottom two, and they went up to fifth. So it's a crazy league at the minute. I just keep looking at teams below us and see if we can keep a gap. And if we can keep doing that and continue doing that, we'll be quite pleased. But as you say, such a tight league.
Yeah, 10 games in, more or less a third way through the season. You must be pleased overall with where City are at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I think 5 out of 6 wins at home. Just the one defeat against Connors Quay, which deservedly so. Connors Quay were the better side on the day. Our away form hasn't been quite good enough yet, but we're getting there. It was a good performance at Bala, very, very good performance, and should have come away with all 3 points. So a lot of positives from the team already in the early part of the season.
Yeah, Nathaniel MG Cup action on Wednesday night when we visit Cam Druids for their first game there on the 3G surface. Any thoughts ahead of that match?
Yeah, I think we'll have a body count after today. We had one or two players who shouldn't have really played today. Jordan Davis was carrying a back injury. Braden Shaw's been in bed all week, and they've put 2 good shifts in, to be fair to the boys. So we'll just have to look at the body count, and it's a game that we want to go and win, and keep the run going.
Yep, look forward to that on Wednesday.
Cheers.
Thanks, Andy. Cheers.